This morning, Mark is actually in Adelaide speaking at Influence of Futures Church or Paradise, whatever it's called. And, you know, so, but he really wanted to still speak to you this morning. And so we're going to have him on the screen. We don't normally do this, but this is something Mark's going to be away for several weeks, as long as I can tie him to that bed, hopefully 3 weeks. Keep Pastor Chris and Mark in your prayers as they both go for surgery this week. Now, I'm just going to put it out there because I know you will see it. And when you see it, you cannot unsee it. There is a typo in the word behind him. We know it's there, but we can't get him back to preach the word again and redo it. So don't look at it. Look at his good-looking face, right? And listen to the word, because that's what it's all about. Thanks.
Church, it's good to be seen, even if I'm not there. With my operation this week and recovery, coupled with being away preaching in Melbourne last week and
Multiply.
Adelaide this week, I got a bit nervous that you might actually forget what I look like, or even that you had a senior pastor and feel like that I've forgotten you. So here I am, larger than life on the big screen. You know, I do want to just say and take this opportunity to say thank you for being a mature congregation and not complaining about the rare occasions when we actually do use the screens. And I just think it's smart use of the technology that we have at our hands. And you know what? Soon enough, I'll be back in the flesh. You know, I would ask that you would pray for me this coming week. On Thursday, I have an operation. You know, praise God, I'm cancer-free, but there's still some things that need to be sorted out. And so I'm having an operation this Thursday and won't be around for a little while. But I really would ask that you pray for Pastor Chris McNaught, who has also, as I was, been diagnosed with prostate cancer and is actually having his prostate removed this week. You know, having been through it, I understand the journey that's ahead of him. And if you'd like to pray specifically for him, please pray this. Pray that he doesn't need any nerves removed. That will make his recovery so much easier and quicker. You know, I thank God we have the Holy Spirit through these times, because I really don't know how people who don't know Jesus go through these times, because these times are real. And you have to think about things and feel things, and it's our prayer and it's the comfort that the Holy Spirit gives us. You know, I know it's been your prayers and the Holy Spirit that has been such a source of encouragement to me. And I know that they're going to be for Pastor Chris as well. So please pray for us this week. Well, enough of the drama news, enough news about prostates. Let me give you some good news. You know, we are having our Emerge Congregants meeting coming up on the 24th of August this year. It's going to be 4:30 p.m. at our Warner location. Now, this is where we who have become formerly members of Emerge Church come together and we look back at last year's reports and we endorse the current board of the church. We send out the financials of the church and all those current reports beforehand. Now, I consider anyone who comes to Emerge Church service as a member. We have over 1,500 people who could be in church on any Sunday. Obviously, not everyone comes every week. I'm not there this week. But you can do something more. You can join formally and become an official member of Emerge Church. It's pretty easy to do. You just fill in a form. You agree which is there, our statement of belief. You acknowledge that you endeavour to tithe, though I said, I'll never check. And it also asks that you be a participator in our church, not just an attender. It's completely free will. We call these people Emerge Congregant members. And once a year we get together where we accept the reports of the church, we endorse the current board. You're not voting on the board, but you endorse my choice for board members. And obviously, if one of our members got a 50%, 60% endorsement, I'd go, wow, what's going on here? I'd actually need to investigate and have a look at why that was happening. So, as I said, we also send out our financials because as a church, we want to be transparent. So if you would like to take this step And please note, it's completely up to you. I'm not going to judge you or say, oh, you can't be a life group leader, or you can't help in the cafe, or you can't serve at Emerge Church because you're not a member. No, I don't want to have any measure of control. To be honest, even now, I don't even know who is a member and who isn't a member. But some people would like to just take that step further of becoming a member, and I think it's great. The only people I require to become members are those people who come on staff, and to be honest, I think that's fair enough. So there are paper forms at the back of the church that you can go to afterwards, or you can go online, follow the prompts at our hub, you know, emergechurch.life, and, you know, follow the prompts, and we'll do that. There's one thing that I ask, though, because the meeting is going to be on the 24th of August, we need you to get that in by the 3rd of August. So if you'd like to become a member, please get your paperwork in by the 3rd of August. That allows the board to have a quick look at them. And then because by law, we need to send out the reports 2 weeks before the meeting, that means if you want to be part of this year's meeting, you need to get your paperwork in before August the 3rd so we can do all the right things, and then we can then send you all the reports. Now, I'm not that good at making announcements that are all official and got to get things right. And probably some of my board members are rolling their eyes right now. But I feel like I've explained it pretty well. And if you need further explanation, please speak to your location pastor, speak to one of our board members, and they will help you. God bless you. If you want to do it, fantastic. If you don't want to do it, fantastic. No worries at all. Well, enough of that. Let's preach. Father, I ask that you would help me right now with this word. I believe that this is a prophetic word for our church. So, Lord, I pray that it would be delivered with that gravitas, oh God, that people would receive it as something from God. And, Lord, I pray, use what I'm about to say and further our church and where we're going. In Jesus' name, amen. So, let me read to you a scripture that I bought for the leaders and volunteers of Emerge Church earlier in January this year. So this scripture has really sat with me all year. As I've gone to prayer and consistently in prayer, this scripture has come to me and it's driven me. It's stirred me. The word multiplication, which this scripture is about, stirs me. And it brings a level of passion to my prayer. To me, it's a fighting word, a word I can do battle with. As I said, I shared this word with the leaders and volunteers in January, but I believe it's time to bring this word to the whole church as individuals, not just to the church as a whole, but to the whole church as individuals. I believe that this word is not just a word for our church, but for all the individuals in our church. And it's time for this word from God to move to each person who comes to Emerge Church. So who would like to hear the word? I've really spoken about this word. I want to declare this as a promise over you this year. Who would like to hear this word? I've talked it up enough. Well, let's read this word. It is this. So the church throughout Judea and Galilee and Samaria had peace and was being built up and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, it multiplied. Everyone say multiply. Now I want to read it to you in the modern Mark Elmendorp version. All right, my version. So Emerge Church throughout all Warner and Redcliffe and Morayfield had peace and was being built up and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, it multiplied. Who likes my version? I like my version. I don't really like changing the Bible, but I like this version. Emerge Church right now is being built up. Things are good. You know, there are always going to be some issues, but generally, we are in peace, as the scripture says. There's no major battles going on. Now, I'm going to talk a bit about our church right now, and it's going to sound like foolish boasting. But I want you to see how God is blessing us. You know, sometimes when we're busy in our location or our department, we don't see how much God is doing overall. And I don't want to take any glory in this. All the glory goes to God. That's our theme this year. We are just His servants who water and plant, but it's God who gives the increase, and it's God who we're going to give glory to. But listen to how God is building us right now. You know, this year we have had over 1,000 people in church on a Sunday, almost every Sunday so far. That's amazing. Redcliffe is at his healthiest for ages, and hello, Redcliffe. You know, I don't go to Redcliffe that often, but each time I do, I actually love the atmosphere. I love the brightness. I love the young people. I love Pastor Hendrico. He's doing such an amazing job out there. And I actually know that we're going to grow with Enrico at the helm. You know, having Jacinta there every week is just excellent. She's such a slight person, but she adds such a great spiritual weightiness. You know, Jed Young is the leader of the youth group out there, and he's building a great team. There's some really strong youth and some young adults who are coming through the ranks at Redcliffe. You know, every time I go there, I meet new people, and we have seen Sunday attendances higher than any time in Redcliffe's decades of long history. And let me say, it's only the beginning. You know, we upgraded the building, and we spent over $200,000 in making it more family-friendly. And I know that we're going to see a harvest from the work that the team are doing at Redcliffe. Morayfield just going crazy. Multiple salvations in almost every service. And almost 100% increase in attendance from last year. Soon two services might not be enough. You know, their homeless ministry is excellent, and that just has to please the heart of Jesus. You know, the youth group with Faith and Vocky bringing leadership is incredible. The quality of young leadership coming from Morayfield is amazing. You know, I personally believe that Pastor Joe is one of the great disciplers in Australia, and he's built an incredible, capable and godly team. And the unity and servant heart at Morayfield is outstanding. You know, we've just started partnering with All to One, a school for kids who have been kicked out of every school. They've essentially been discarded by the system. And All to One, a Christian organization, has picked them up. How good is that? This is a decision where everyone wins. We lease the building to a Christian organization we can partner with. They can partner with our church to see not only the educational needs of these kids met, but also their spiritual needs, because they're partnering with us. And the community wins, because now we have kids who had no future, they can actually have an eternal future. I love that. I love scenarios where everyone wins. Here at Warner, things are amazing as well. On the first Sunday this year, Pastor Ange actually came to me and said, there's no more chairs left in the auditorium, and people had to sit in the foyer. Our kids' area is just growing and sometimes gets over 100 kids on a Sunday. So we actually had to downsize our stage dramatically so it wouldn't feel so crowded. Pastor Chris is working overtime trying to catch up with new people. The car park is just mad, and we've had to make some changes there. And we maybe will have to look someday at going to two morning services at Warner. Let God be praised. So I know this all sounds like foolish boasting, but I'm going somewhere with this. Our youth group under Pastor Jack and Tiana's leadership has gone berserk. This week, they're all away at camp, which might seem that some of our auditorium's a little bit more empty this morning. But this year's camp is completely full and probably the biggest in our church's history. Probably 250 kids. Just incredible. Think about that. An encounter with God setting direction for the rest of their lives. Our future has to be good. Our young adults area has just been booming. We just had a young adults camp. We just hear testimony after testimony, and it's just going fantastic. Pastor Jason, Danielle doing a great job. You know, recently when Pastor Brad Bonhomme was here, he turned to me and when he was just before he was preaching, he said, Mark, This is one of the strongest Sunday nights in the whole nation. And the Sunday night demographic is mainly young adults. Can I say, not all just young adults. And if you're not a young adult, please, please, please come. I know sometimes you've got to drive from Morayfield or drive from Redcliffe, but I believe it's the best meeting every week because it's just strong and you'll be glad you came every time that you come. You know, this year we've been able to get funding to outreach into the Petrie campus of the Sunshine Coast University. And Talitha and Kai, they go in there. And let me tell you, they are telling the message of Jesus to young adults all the time. And they've been putting on meetings, seeing people up to 50. Listen to that. 50 people from every imaginable background coming together and hearing the gospel. Our missions department is in its strongest place ever in finance, in effectiveness, in reach, and in vision. Pastor Nikki is just doing an outstanding job. You know, we've made some changes in our seniors recently, and our older and wiser saints are doing fabulously. We have more life groups than ever, play groups that outreach. We still visit 80 people a week in nursing homes who otherwise would have no one visiting. And each week we see regular salvations and new people coming. We have a great staff who are godly, committed, and love people. Yes, we are seeing Acts 9:31 in the Mark Elmendorf version in action. Let me read it to you again. So Emerge Church, throughout Awarner, Redcliffe, and Morayfield, had peace and was being built up and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, it multiplied. The church is being built up. Now, I actually get nervous when I speak like this. I feel like it's saying how good we are, that we are something, that Emerge Church is incredible. I am not saying that. I hate that thought, right? We aren't good. God is good. We aren't anything. God is everything. So right now, I want us to be deliberate in not taking God's glory. The glory is due to Him. He is the one we give glory to. It's God's power and God's might that has seen something happen. So I want you to right now praise Him. Let's have a moment of praise on a count of three. One, two, three. Lord, we praise You for what You're doing, oh God. We praise You for what You're doing at Redcliffe, for what You're doing at Morayfield. Come on, join in with me. We praise You for Warner. We praise You for our youth group, for the salvations that are coming. We thank You for the new people, oh God. We thank You for the young adults and for our missions, oh God. We thank You for Your kindness towards us, that somehow You'd want to bless us. We thank You for Your power. We thank You, Holy Spirit. We give You the glory. We do not take it ourselves. We do not sit there and say we are something. You are something, oh God. Please, oh Lord, don't feel that we are saying we are doing it. We know that You are doing it, oh Lord. And we praise You. We praise You. Now, the scripture goes on. So I've talked about we've had peace and we've been built up. But the scripture goes on and shows us how this will continue. So it's all right to say, hey, great, right? But there's more church. And the teacher here tells us how this is going to happen. And it says, and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, it multiplied. Now the church, the Acts church, up to this point, had been through some things. It had been through the day of Pentecost. It had seen great miracles. They'd been brought before authorities. They'd been added to daily. They dealt with internal and external pressures. Stephen had been martyred by an angry mob. They've seen great revival in Samaria. The gospel has spread as far as Ethiopia. And Paul, the great persecutor of the church, had been dramatically and miraculously converted to Christ. Just like Emerge Church, which has been around for a long time, the church at this point in Acts isn't new. It wasn't at its beginning. It had some runs on the board. It was established. It was fruitful. It was effective. It had endured and overcome. And it was here to stay. but by walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, it multiplied. Everyone say, multiplied. That's what God wants to do. He has added to us, but it's time now to multiply. In Acts 2:41, 2:47, and Acts 5:14, the scripture tells us that God added to their number. But in Acts 9:31, the verse we just read, it says that the church multiplied. And I believe that we are coming to a time of multiplication. We are going from a time where things were added to us to a time where things are going to be multiplied from us. So added to, now multiplied from. Now, if you think about it, multiplication makes sense. As one church, we added things. We added people, we added departments, we added staff, we added locations. So instead of having one church adding people, departments, staff, and locations, now we have three churches or three locations who are adding people, adding departments, adding staff, and adding locations. That's not addition, that's multiplication. Multiplication times three. Now the scripture goes on and mentions Judea, Galilee, and Samaria. The church was added to. From here on in, we see multiplication. The church multiplies because now it had three places from which to launch and grow. It had Judea, Galilee, and Samaria. We have Warner, Morayfield, Redcliffe. The church multiplies. And so we see in the next chapter of Acts, we see Peter being used by God to see the Holy Spirit fall on the Gentiles, and then Paul and Barnabas are sent on their missionary journey. Judea, Galilee, and Samaria are soon multiplied into Caesarea, Antioch, Cyprus, Pamphylia, Pisidian, Iconium, Lystra, Derbe. And that's just Paul's first missionary journey. That's multiplication. God has added to us and made us three. But now these three are going to multiply us into many areas. Right now, we are only in the north of Brisbane. But maybe there's more. Maybe God wants to multiply us into other parts of Brisbane or in other parts of Australia or even other parts of the world. I know it's crazy, and I can promise you I have no foreknowledge of anything. It's not like I know, okay, I've got this thing up the road. No, I don't know. But I do believe that we are about to multiply. Now, like the five loaves and two fish in Jesus' hand multiplied into enough food to feed the thousands, and that there was food left over, God is going to multiply what he is doing here, and he's going to feed thousands through a merged church. But all of God's promises come with conditions. And these are the conditions. Act 9:31, you come up on the screen, walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit. This is a walk. It's not a sprint. It's not a marathon. It's a walk. We're not going to be rushing into things. We're not going to make dumb decisions trying to make things happen. But we're going to walk like how God walks, line upon line, precept upon precept. And that's how we're going to walk into multiplication. So it tells us two things: the fear of the Lord, the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Let's look at that. The fear of God is crucial. It's the foundation of multiplication. It's foundational to multiplication. See, this is about building God's kingdom, not a merged church, and definitely not any one person's kingdom. I can promise you, Pastor Joe and Pastor Hendrico have no interest whatsoever in building their own empires, but they're completely given over to building God's kingdom. And when we get that out of order, we steal God's glory. And I don't want to be the guy who steals God's glory or the church that steals God's glory. Now, the fear of God isn't being scared of God. God is not my enemy. Jesus made sure of that. So I don't need to be afraid of God. He's not going to get me, even if I did have a bad day. Right? He's not going to get me, but I fear, right? I fear that I'm not doing things God's way all the time. I fear that. I fear that he's doing that. I fear relying on my own skill and my own talents instead of God. I fear thinking that we are something instead of giving God the glory. See, the fear of God is my dependence on him. It's my consideration of him, my daily reverence for him. I fear that God is not with me. I fear trying to lead this church without God. That's the fear of God. Leading this church without God, let me tell you, that actually terrifies me. Now, it doesn't mean I'll always get it right or that I won't make mistakes, but it means that God is bigger than my mistakes, flaws, or lacks. That's the fear of God. It's actually saying, how could I possibly do this without God? The scripture goes on to mention that the church walked in the comfort of the Holy Spirit. So Jesus tells us in John 14, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." You know, the Holy Spirit is the comforter. And this is how he brings comfort. He convicts of sin. He renews our mind. He guarantees our salvation. He teaches us, he guides us, he gives us power, and he helps us witness. He encourages and strengthens us. He helps us to pray. He gives us gifts. He gives us peace. How can we ever think we could multiply without the comforter sent to us by God himself to help us? Think about it. In the times when I feel alone, I'm never actually alone. In the times when I'm overwhelmed, I'm never overrun. In the times when I'm feeling intimidated by the task, I'm never actually overcome. I have a comforter with just a prayer, with just a nod, with just a cry. He's right there. You know, when a comforter is with me, I can walk in the fruit of the Spirit. And the Bible says against the fruit of the Spirit, there is no law. Nothing can overcome you when you have the fruit of the Spirit. Now, multiplying is hard, takes effort. It can be intimidating. It requires change. It requires personal growth, but it builds the kingdom. And as a church and as a believer in Christ, I believe that we are called to build the kingdom of God, not just our kingdom. We live to bring God glory, and to God be the glory. So I want the band to come up and the guys in each location get ready to come up. So who's coming on the multiplication train with me? Who's going to get excited about Emerge Church's future? God has added to us up to now, but from here on, he multiplies. You know, the great parable of multiplication is the parable of the talents. 3 and 5 become 6 and 10, which then become 12 and 20 and 24 and 40 and so on and so on. The guy with one, you know, he could have multiplied, but he chose to bury that talent. He could have let that become 2 and added to it, but he didn't do that. He didn't even want addition, least multiplication. He just buried his talent. Don't bury your talent. We need your talent. Don't make assumptions like the wasteful servant about leadership or compare yourself to others. Don't let lack define you. Don't be lazy. Look at who your master is and revere what it is that he has trusted you with. Be like the guys who got the 3 and 6 talents and they went to work. And I love that the Bible says they worked it. Multiplication doesn't just happen. You got to work at it. God isn't blessing us just because we're nice people and I got a good smile. No, God blesses us because we're working at building his kingdom. But I said, church, that was a word at the start of the year to the whole church. But I believe it's now going to come onto the individual. So in each location, I'm going to open up the altar. Pastor Joe, Pastor Enrico, Pastor Nina, if you could just come ready and just get ready to come. And we're going to pray. I'm going to open up the altar. It's time to multiply. Come and declare that you're ready to walk in the fear of the Lord and that you're ready to walk in the comfort of the Holy Spirit. God wants you to multiply this year in your personal life and also in the church. Now, as I was preparing, and I just put this together, I really believe that there are people who, if you ask God this morning where you need to walk more in the fear of God, that God will show you. Where do you need to show more reliance on God? Not like God's going to get me if I don't do it, but God's going to show you where you need to rely on Him some more. And I believe that an area where you've had a measure of success, where there's been addition, something's been added, will actually turn into multiplication. And so instead of just a little bit of added success, you're going to come into an overflow of success. And so that's why I want you to come in just a moment. Or some have allowed the fear of man to come in, and you need to come to the front this morning and allow the comfort of the Holy Spirit to counter the intimidation that you fear. God's Holy Spirit is greater than any fear that you have. And it's your fear that is stopping you from your multiplication. So come this morning. Come to the front. I'm handing over right now to each location. I want to say, God bless you. And I want to say, as the Bible started, the first things that God said to man, go forth and multiply. God bless you. See you soon.